Protesters plan to camp in front of Sproul Hall until their demands are met. They set up tents and put up a banner on the columns in front of the hall, reading, Gaza Solidarity Encampment Until UC Divests. UCB Divest organized the encampment. It's a broad coalition of mostly student pro-Palestinian groups. They want the University of California to divest from companies like BlackRock, Boeing, and Lockheed Martin, all of which manufacture and supply Israel with weapons. Malaka Fana is a Berkeley Law student and event organizer. She said she's confident the UC will abide by the coalition's demands.
I'm not only optimistic, it's a promise. Yeah, it's a promise, not my opinion, that we will achieve divestment.
UC Berkeley spokesperson Dan Mogiloff said in a statement that the university does not plan to change its investment policies. He also said that the university will take necessary steps to ensure the protest does not disrupt campus operations. Along with the calls for the UC to divest from corporations that do business with the Israeli military, the coalition is also demanding the 10-campus system cut ties with Israeli universities and end study abroad and internship programs there. They are also calling for the university to create a Palestinian studies program and to enact policies that protect Arab, Palestinian, and pro-Palestinian students and faculty from harassment. Banan Abdelrahman is an organizer with Graduate Students for Justice in Palestine. She said the push to divest is part of a student-led effort to effect change.
These are students who are realizing that they are change makers, they are realizing that they're decision makers, and are realizing that their decisions and the money that they pay has direct impact on this world, and they are taking it back. And that's what this is. This is taking back our campus. This is turning our campus into Palestine University.
The Office of the Chief Investment Officer of the University of California declined to comment on the protest or on the current state of their investments. For KPFA News, I'm Ben Klein.